Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Isaiah 26, 19 and 21. Again, these are the reasons I believe Old Testament saints receive their bodies at the end of the tribulation. Isaiah 26, 19 through 21. The dead man shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chamber, and shut thy door about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until what be overpassed? The indignation. What's the indignation? The tribulation period. Till it be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, and the earth also that discloses her blood, and shall cover her no more cover her slain. Anyway, is it, you get the picture. And in this section of scripture, he says, you stay there till my indignation be passed. Okay. Ezekiel 37, verses 12 through 14. Ezekiel 37, 12 through 14. Again, you know the picture, the valley, the dry bones, you know, talks about the sinews, the arm bone connected to the hip bone or wherever that goes, you know, that song, and the leg bone connected and all that kind of, brings it together. God brings them together. Okay. Verse number 11. Then said unto me, son of man, these bones are the bones of the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry and our hope is last, and we are cut off for the parts. Now, verse number 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, this is going to happen in the future. Thus saith the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. That's not happened. It will happen during the millennium. Well, you read in, we're going to look at that if you read a little farther in Ezekiel 48, where it talks about he apportions the tribes of Israel, certain parts in the land of Israel during the millennium. And I mentioned this last week, and I still love this part. Remember, that we'll look at the 144,000 in just a moment. Of the 144,000 in Revelation, there's in 7 in Revelation 11 or 12, whichever we'll look at in just a minute, 12 tribes. One tribe is omitted. Which is the tribe?
Dan
is omitted. Why? Because I believe Antichrist comes from the tribe of Dan, another kind of thing. We looked at that here a week or two ago. All right. It's interesting. Yeah. Tribe of Dan is omitted. But you get in Ezekiel, and when he apportions those lands to the tribes of Israel, who's the first one that he mentions? The very first one out the gate, Dan. It shows me the forgiveness of God. He omitted them during the tribulation, but during the millennium, he sets up the kingdom, and Dan's the first one, and he talks about the other tribes and all. So it's interesting. And he talks about this, I'll pour my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and shall place you in your own land, the millennium, and shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. I believe it. Let me give you one more. Is this boring to y'all? Daniel chapter number 12. Verses 1 and 2. For those of you looking for Daniel, it's right after Ezekiel. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince was standing up for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. We know that this time is a time of trouble. Jesus referred to this in Matthew 24 and 25. Time had never been like this on the face of this earth, nor ever will be the great tribulation period. This is what he's talking about here. Verse number 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Remember, it talks about the tribulation period in verse number 1, a time of trouble. And many shall sleep in the dust of the earth that sleep shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And Daniel, can I read the rest of this chapter? Daniel's head was swimming. I mean, he couldn't understand what he's writing. And Daniel shut up the words and sealed the book. Because Daniel, I don't get it, Lord. Because remember, he didn't have the book of the Revelation. He didn't have all these things. It's all new to Daniel. His head was just spinning. I love this. Even the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there two stood two other, one on this side and one on the other. And let me just go on. Look at verse number 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Many of us can say the same thing. Okay. So don't feel bad if you say, preacher, I don't get it. What Daniel said, I just don't get it. All right. And then I said, oh, Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Great question. Verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth to come to the 1,305 days. But go thy way till the end be, and thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Wow. You're talking about a mind-blowing passage of scripture. You're talking about the end of days. And he said, Daniel, shut it up. Listen, that and he gives us two time periods. 1,290 days, something's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation period, in verse number 11, at the time of the abomination, which we know is, am I going too fast? She's saying, yes, you are. I got 10 minutes, and I got to get to my first fruits in my naturalized order anyway. But at the middle of the tribulation period, that's the abomination of desolation. Those who've been through it, you know that one, don't you? You know. Okay. And after that, it's marked 1,290 days. What's going? We know that in the seven year tribulation period. Let me slow down. My ADD is overwhelming right now. 1,260 days. 1,260 days. 42 months. 42 months. Times and half times. And now we get another figure. 1,290 days. That's 30 days at plus more than the 1,260 days. All right. What do you think happens in those 30 days? For those who've been in my Bible study, we talked about that. 30 days. From 1260 during the revelation. Jesus comes in the revelation at 1,260 days. Now he's talking 1290. You know what happens during those 30 days? And we'll get to that in just a minute. You ever heard the judgment of the living nations? Here in Matthew chapter number 25, we're about to go there, where he sends out four angels. And at the end of the tribulation, he collects all the living people on the earth, and he brings them before the throne of David, and Jesus will judge them. We'll look at it in just a minute. The living people who survived the tribulation period, that's what takes place, I believe, during the third. That's a whole nother lesson to the 1,290 days. Then it says, blessed he that waiteth to the 1,335th day. That's 45 more days. What happens on the 1,335th day? That is, I believe, the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. This is yes, this is no, and this is, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so you got some dates. 1260, 1290, and 1,335. And so 1,335 is, I believe, it's when you have the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. Blessed is he that cometh to that, because now you enter into the millennium at that point, that thousand-year reign of Christ. Let me go to the first fruits of the natural. Turn me to Revelation chapter number 14. We looked at the first fruits of the resurrection. These are people who have glorified bodies. 1 John 3:2 talks about that. We shall see him as he is. We'll have a body like his. Okay.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.